Todd Stacey is next up. He is with Alabama Daily News to talk about all things going on in the legislative session. Todd, is it true that we only have 7 meeting days left? Is that accurate?
That is accurate. We're going to have our 24th meeting day tomorrow, and they're really going to start slowing things down. And that, by that I mean there's only a limited time to pass bills now, and so the days are going to get longer. No more of this, okay, we're in session, we're out of session, gavel in, gavel out. No, they're going to use every moment of the time they have in the chamber because they only have a limited amount of time left. Now, a lot of people like that because a lot of people don't want there to be a lot of time for them to pass legislation. There's a reason why the Constitution only gives the legislature 30 days to meet a year, right? So now it gets down to the nitty gritty. We might see some budgets start talked about in committee this week. I don't expect them to pass until later, but yeah, it's starting to get the real nitty gritty in the legislature now.
Talk to me about, you know, and I asked you over the weekend, Todd, when we were planning our visit together, that I hear that several House of Representative members are trying to get together to slow down the progress of certain pieces of legislation that they disagree with, specifically the medical marijuana piece. That's passed out of committee, right? It will go to the floor once it's scheduled by rules. How hard is it to filibuster in the House?
It's kind of hard to filibuster in the House unless you have a lot of people willing to do it. In the Senate, upstairs in the Senate, one senator can really slow things down because you have 2 hours that you can dedicate toward, you know, slowing things down and just sticking your the entire process up. In the House, you only have 20 minutes. And so unless you have, you know, 10, 20 members who are all willing to spend their 20 minutes, you know, filibustering a particular piece of legislation, and it's really hard to completely stop it, right? That is more used in the Senate. So when we talk about a filibuster in the House, maybe they could do it on medical marijuana. I'm really curious about that. When you told me that you were hearing about a filibuster, it got me really curious because are they wanting to just stop the bill completely, or are they wanting certain concessions from the bill sponsor? That's a big difference, right? Because mm-hmm. changes could be worked out, and then that stops the filibuster. But or is it, you know, hell no, we're not going to pass this at all. I'm curious as to what their intent is.
You're right there where the goats can graze on it, on Goat Hill. So I'll ask you the direct question. If you think this comes up to the House for a full vote, do you think the medical marijuana bill passes out of the House?
I do, but it's got a couple of hurdles. It's not just a majority vote. Right now, before the budget's passed, they have to get through a procedural motion called the BIR, which means they have to get 63 votes. That's 63 votes out of 105 members. That's, you know, 60%. That's a high bar. You know, it's kind of like the U.S. Senate when you have to get 60% to pass something. It's very similar to that. And that's a pretty high bar. If it was just a majority, right, all you have to do, you know, 50% plus one, I think it would definitely pass. But getting 63 votes might prove difficult, especially if certain members have holdups or hang-ups with the bill. So, look, if I was going to bet on it, which I guess we can talk about gambling later, if I was going to bet on it, I would say yes, because the proposal has been around for a long time. The opposition to it has really dwindled over the really last 3 or 4 years. I would say, yeah, probably so. But, again, they've got to go beyond that majority to get two-thirds.
And three-fifths. Todd, what do you think is the big hang-up, especially with these four and talking about the filibuster? What is their hang-up with it? Is it that they're afraid that this is going to become a recreational drug? It won't stay as a medical marijuana in the state of Alabama? Is it not really understanding how it can help those with certain conditions? Exactly what is it?
Well, you just said it. Some people are concerned that this is a gateway to recreational. Right now, I mean, I can honestly say it's not. I mean, you can't eat. There's no smoke or vape in this. They've been really careful to avoid that kind of stuff. But look, it's a valid argument. But hey, once you open the door to medical, then the next thing is recreational, because other states have seen that. So that's one. Another is that on the more conservative side, people have said, well, this grows government. We're creating a new commission. We don't want that. Maybe could they put the regulation in some existing state entity, maybe the ABC board or somebody like that. So that's been discussed. And then you're always going to have members who just oppose it and say, hey, we don't like marijuana. We don't want to legalize drugs in our state or these narcotics for any reason. I will say this, that argument, the blanket opposition to marijuana, that is the one that I've seen diminish over time, mm-hmm. as Melson and other proponents have kind of explained it in terms of, look, this is a chronic pain thing. This is a, you know, you really can't deal with things. And one other point of opposition are those who think that the ailments, right, the conditions for getting medical marijuana are too broad, that, you know, shouldn't be getting it for anxiety and stuff like that, that maybe they want to narrow it. So you could see that on the House floor and try to narrow the conditions and things like that.
Todd Stacey, our guest with Alabama Daily News. We have Todd for two full segments. In a moment, we will ask him about the aforementioned gambling piece. We'll also talk budgets in Alabama. If you have any thoughts, you can hit us up on social media regarding the end of the Alabama legislative session, which will become which will come sooner rather than later. It's Talk 99.5. Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining, thank you for being here. Thanks to our friends at Absco Fireplace and Patio for everything that they do. And oh, by the way, Absco is such a wonderful company. They're looking to expand, right? So they don't lose employees. They just find a need for more of them. And they have a need for more employees. They are in need of good qualified folks. They are a great place to work for and a great family to work with. And I encourage you to find out more at the Inverness or the location over in Pelham.
Family-owned business in operation for over 55 years. They're good, good, good people, as Matt said. If you're looking for work, that's a great place, Absco Fireplace and Patio.
You know, normally we're telling you to go in and buy stuff, but mm-hmm. if you're looking for work and, once again, great folks, then there's two places to stop by and inquire. That would be I-65 in Pelham, Alabama. You see them there on the exit of 119. You can also go by 280 in Inverness. Todd Stacey is with us talking legislative session. I guess we get to the gambling piece that has come back from the dead. It has passed the Senate. It has, I mean, are we at the floor of the House yet, Todd? Is that where we are?
No, it has to go through committee.
Okay.
And that'll be the Senate Economic Development Committee. And so that should happen this week. I mean, they really should move quickly on that, because I think it's going to probably take a while on the floor. They've got to whip the votes and everything. So, I expect it to. But unlike medical marijuana, I don't expect it to have multiple committee votes, right? The marijuana bill had to go through two different House committees, and that's why it's taken it so long. I don't expect the Speaker to do the same thing with gambling.
And so if you're guessing, would you guess that this happens prior to the budgets? I mean, is all of this going to take place prior to the budget vote, meaning we have to do the BIR prior to?
I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. I mean, the BIR, you know, it's a procedural vote where you have to have three-fifths to even have a vote on a bill. And some people like having that around because it prevents legislation that really isn't needed from coming up. However, when it comes to gambling, it doesn't really matter, because you're going to have a 3/5 vote anyway, because it's a constitutional amendment. So whether it comes before or after the budget on gambling doesn't matter so much, because you're going to have the same number of votes anyway. So, you know, I know that right now the advocates are starting their vote count. I've told you before, Matt, I'm more bullish than most when it comes to the House. The conventional wisdom is that, you know, the House is where they don't like gambling and they'll slow down gambling. That might have been the case at one point, but I look at the last vote they had, which was back in 2019 on a lottery-only proposal. It failed. It barely failed. But the reason why it did was because 24 Democrats voted against it, and they voted against it because it didn't have casinos in the bill. Well, now this bill does have casinos. So right away, you pick up 25 Democratic votes. That's a pretty good cushion when you, if you assume that all the Democrats are going to be for this bill because it includes the casinos, the dog track casinos that they want to protect, that's a pretty good start.
Is Mike Jones still head of rules?
He is.
Has he come out and said where he is on it? Because I thought that it was more Mike Jones than anything else that prevented can control. I mean, you understand how the Rules Committee chairman controls the flow of the calendar, right? And I don't know where he is on. I don't know where he is on the gambling piece. He might be all for it and get it scheduled, but I would think you would start there, would you not, Ty?
Absolutely, but I'll say this: I don't think even if he was personally opposed to it, and same thing with medical marijuana, I don't think if he was personally opposed to it that he would actually keep it from coming to the floor. I mean, this is a big, big deal,
right?
You know, with coming from the Senate, the governor's involved. I don't think Mike Jones would actually stop it from coming to a vote. Now, he may put it, he may be clever about where to put it on a calendar so that, you know, it's on the end of a calendar or something like that. So
right, end of a long day kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and watch for that on medical marijuana, too, because, there have been the same kind of talk about that. But I think both proposals, I think medical marijuana and gambling, they're going to have a vote on the House floor. Whether or not they pass, that's anyone's guess. I don't have a good whip count on that. But I think they're going to get a vote, and I think it's going to be a very interesting time for both. Because unlike previous years, the House has been the slow-moving body. And I'm really interested to see if that affects whether or not these things have a chance of passing.
Well, you mentioned it's a big deal. You know what else is a pretty big deal when we have Todd Stacey on the show? That's pretty big. Alabama Daily News, busy guy. Got the daily newsletter coming out. Mine's already in my inbox. I encourage you to go sign up for that at aldailynews.com. Todd, always a pleasure, friend. You got your ear to all of the things going on in the Montgomery legislature, and we appreciate that. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, y'all be good.